Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you guys are about?
My name is Leisha, and I'm her husband, Christopher. And Leisha's an artist.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, so first and foremost, let's talk about like the art and the art that you create, because you brought some here for us. I don't know if it's totally on camera. Let me double check on that. But can you just tell me a little bit about that?
This series was in the Federation of Artists Gallery last year in Vancouver, BC.
Wow, gorgeous.
And Leisha decided to raffle off some prints because this year she's in another exhibit there, the On the Edge exhibit, and to celebrate, she wanted to raffle off a few of her prized possessions here.
Oh my goodness. So I guess if you're raffling this off, how can people find the raffle? Where can they go to buy the tickets? What does that look like?
If you go to Leisha's Facebook page, that's L-A-S-H-A Barbosa, B-A-R. B-O-S-A, and check her out there and send her a personal message and you can get on the raffle. 50 spots for each print, $5 each.
Yep. There we go. My sister is going to love this episode because she does sign language. Yeah, so my little sister, just for fun, she saw it on TV. She saw signing. This is years ago, when she was like a teenager, and she was like, you know what, I'm going to learn how to do this. And so just randomly, she just like started to learn how to do sign language. And there's so many times in her life that it's actually become like a usable skill. Like she was on a subway one time and somebody was trying to speak and they couldn't, and she was signing and she's like, hey, I know what she's saying. Or she used to be a recruiter. And they're like, hey, we have somebody coming in for an interview and they need to sign. Like, does anybody know how to do that? And like, Alicia was just like, yeah, I know how to do that. So she's going to love this. And when it became very beneficial was when she had her child, Lily. Right from the get-go, she was able to like teach her certain things so that Lily could communicate, like before she could communicate verbally. And what a huge asset that was. Because with children, they get frustrated if they can't communicate at that age. But she was able to say, like, hey, I'm hungry, or like, I need to do X, Y, and Z at such a young age. So I didn't know that you signed. So Alicia's going to be pumped about this.
Yeah, Alicia started actually a little group here in the library that we're meeting up now every Sunday.
Okay.
And it's just, like you said, communication is so key. And trying to bring awareness and inclusivity to everyone with that.
So I have a question that I've never asked my sister about signing is, like, globally there's so many different languages, French, Italian, English. When you sign, is that a universal or it's not?
No.
Oh, interesting.
They're all a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Even different, like if like someone from Texas you were signing with had different, just slightly different things.
Yeah.
Do, like sun and
their accents and everything come in even somewhere else.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow. So when it comes to signing, when did you pick up this skill set?
Pretty much after brain surgery. Leisha had a rare brain tumor. Mm-hmm. The community helped us out to raise the funds for that.
Right.
But yeah, after brain surgery, Leisha has her voice at times, but it tends to go.
Yes.
She has a condition that depletes her energy really, really fast.
Right.
So being out in public, being somewhere, her voice used to go. So it just makes it easier to sign.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of, like, I can't learn different languages. I just don't have that skill set. Everybody has talents in life. It's not one of mine. How long was that process? And, like, what was the process? Did you go online and figure it out? Or did you have to go to school? How did that work?
She's still learning.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Always.
Okay. Fascinating. Yeah. Great skill set to have, though. You speak two languages. I barely speak one, so you're doing well. So let me hear a little bit about this art show that you're in. So, like, it's in BC, as you were discussing, but what is it all about?
The On Edge exhibit was really pushing artists to kind of push their envelope and skill set and find something that was provocative, but also giving insight to, you know, homelessness or pain or mental awareness.
Okay.
And Leisha submitted a piece. It's going to be unveiled on Monday.
Okay.
So if you go to the Federation of Canadian Artists websites, you'll be able to see the On Edge exhibit online.
Okay.
And
cool.
Yeah, it's a judging exhibit. So, well, fingers crossed, Leisha makes it in the top three.
So when it comes to this art, like, this is it? Are these prints to scale or are they bigger?
These are a little bit smaller, right?
Okay. Okay. And how do you do this? Is this something that you're doing with a pen? Are you using markers? Are you painting? Like, how do you create your art?
She does this on cotton paper, and it's all ink.
Cotton paper?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. That is unbelievable. And so is this were you an artist prior to your brain surgery? Is this something you picked up afterwards? Like, yeah.
She got out of brain surgery, and we had to find things to redevelop her motor skills. So
okay.
She was doing, you know, woodworking, and drawing was one of them that we just picked up. And yeah, when she was a kid, she couldn't draw a stick figure. Like, she would get laughed at by her siblings.
Really? And you have progressed from not being able to draw a stick figure to this? Oh my goodness. That is amazing. Holy. So, like, I just ask questions. So, like, is this a, like, do you feel because of the brain surgery, like, this is something, like, a skill set that was reopened? Or do you think you just put the time and effort in and you just, like, literally progressed here?
I think she had to relearn herself. And I think, you know, I know it may sound a little cliche or a little weird, but, you know, she was basically dead, and this is the new Leisha.
Yeah.
That's sort of reborn in front of everyone, and she had to find that.
Yeah.
And this one happens to be an artist, and, you know, her brain tumor took a ton away from her.
Right.
I know that, and it's given her another venue to speak and give other people a voice.
Yeah.
Like, this whole elephant series, she really wanted to focus on women in science.
Okay.
So each one is named after a famous woman in science,
right,
and focuses around what they developed and what they gave this world.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know anything about you guys' journey afterwards, but, like, I'm assuming after brain surgery, like you said, you had to relearn a whole bunch of things. So moving, walking, everything else. So you've picked up, like, a bunch of new skill sets afterwards.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy. And so you were saying there's other type of artistry that you're doing, woodwork, painting, and so how did you decide to, like, gravitate? Did you just gravitate to one because you're like, I enjoy this more, or did you gravitate to it because you're like, I show a bigger skill set, or are you still woodworking as well?
Unfortunately, she doesn't do woodworking anymore, but she does the drawing, and I think it's just something that she's very passionate about.
Yeah.
Oh, and you have your teacher. Yeah, she's also in a mentorship with Mark Anthony. He's a famous artist out in Vancouver, BC.
Okay.
He's sort of taken her under her wing, and I think that's sort of also kindled her desire and love for art.
Okay, very cool. Now, outside of the art exhibit that you're doing and the raffle, Is there other places where you showcase your work that people can either like view it and or purchase, or is this primarily just for the show?
On your website? Mm. Online? Sorry. Okay. I know you have your website.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to type it?
Oh, I love this. This is, communication to me is amazing, and there's so many ways to communicate. I do this course sometimes at the high schools and at Keanu College here, and it's just communication skills. And I sit down it's usually young adults, right, or teenagers, and I sit them down, and they're students, so they know each other. And I say, okay, have a conversation. That's how I start the course off. And they're awkward, and they can't have the communication like this. So then I say, okay, take your chairs and put them back to back. And I said, now I want you to take out your phone and I want you to start to have a conversation. And you see them right away. They're just like, and they're back and forth. So I say, look, like you actually do know how to communicate. But today in this course, we're going to teach you how to communicate verbally, not through text, because that's a skill set that sometimes you're going to need, right? Yeah. But communication, all type of different ways, right?
Well, do you want to mention that? Oh, I thought you were going to. Well,
there you go,
sorry,
breaking news.
I'm sorry. Leisha's going to do a little exhibit in October.
Okay, very cool.
She's going to showcase, she's actually working on a project with other artists, a photographer and a dancer.
Okay.
And she's putting together a little ASL book to help bring awareness the people that sign.
Okay, and that's happening here in Fort McMurray?
Yes.
Okay, well, definitely, like, we'll have to film some more stuff leading up to that to get to people to come up to that event. That'd be sweet.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Okay, very, very cool. So, how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
10 years now? Almost 10 years we've been here.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been here 10 years. Leisha's just celebrated her fourth year brainiversary.
Okay.
So she's been out of brain surgery for 4 years.
There we go.
Yeah.
And so I know very little about that. Like, I remember, like, I know the community rallied around that. I remember I helped Ali do some promotion for it at the barbershop. But I had never met you guys before. Ali said, hey, like, these are people that I want to help, like, help out. Can you help me? And I'm like, yeah, sure, man. I'm down for that. So when you did have that brain surgery, you had to go to America for that, correct?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. And then you came back and then you stayed here. So what about this community made you want to stay and just keep moving here?
It's so close. I don't think there's anywhere else you would get a whole community to rally around to help someone out.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we don't see it every day here, but when it comes down to it, Fort Mac is a strong, strong community, and we help each other out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it just goes to say any fundraiser that goes on here is always pretty successful.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful people here.
Yeah, right on. And so now that you're in the community, like, I'm going to talk to you for a little bit here. What do you, like, I know all about her. What do you do here in Fort Mac?
I'm an automotive technician. Okay. A caregiver to my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a big support, yeah.
There you go. And so whose idea was it to originally move here 10 years ago?
I was on my way to the Yukon. We weren't together at the time. We met here, and she was on her way to sort of the Yukon, but decided to stop here first as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, when you say you were on the way to the Yukon, do you mean, like, you were just, like, driving, or and this was a pit stop?
It was sort of, you know, she was doing the same. We applied to jobs in the Yukon. We applied to jobs here.
Yeah.
And started here first. And this was the first one to reply to a job. And same with her. And
time out. So you're telling me you both live somewhere else. Where were you guys living prior to?
BC.
BC. And you were?
I was in Ontario.
Okay. So you're both in literally opposite sides of the country.
Yes.
And you have a dream to say, like, listen, I'm going to start to work in the Yukon. But, like, I'm going to go to Fort McMurray first and see if that works out.
Yukon's a little bit smaller, and the jobs are not as, for me, right, weren't like, you know, like they were hiring right away. So, yeah, I said, I love northern Canada. Leisha was born in the Yukon.
Okay.
So she's got that little
Yeah.
Yeah, it's home.
Yeah, it's home. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was just, you know, kind of, I saw where it was and I was like, yeah, that's Northern Canada. I'll give it a shot.
And you guys just bumped into each other here.
Yeah.
And just was like, hey, what are you up to? Ah, you know, I'm just here hanging out. I'm thinking of going to the Yukon. Me too. Wow, what are the odds? Like, really?
Yeah, like...
Hoo-wee, that's exciting.
Life does work in funny ways.
Yeah.
And brought us together. And, I mean, yes, we knew Leisha needed, like, the brain surgery at the time we did the fundraiser. But before right. that, all the trials and tribulations that you go through to get diagnosed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
never mind Canada not really accepting that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, it was meant to be.
What like, a unique and interesting story. I don't know if you guys know, but we're in the library, and I raised my voice really loud. I got so excited about that. So, like, I'm going to try to. That is really cool, though. What a story. Well, listen, guys, we're at the end of our time. These episodes are pretty short. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Check out Leisha's work at the Barbosa Company, BARBOSA company.com. Go to the Federation of Canadian Artists, check out the exhibit. There's lots of beautiful art on display there. And yeah, if you see Leisha around, say hi.
There we go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. You'll be seeing her ad right away. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you, everyone.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.